Welcome to our e-pray for this week. Our scripture passage is James 1, 2 through 4. Our theme is resilience. Before we begin, let's start off with a breathing exercise. I'm going to say a phrase, and after the end of each phrase, take a nice deep breath. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Our scripture, James 1, 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. When facing trials, it can be easy to be overwhelmed by the pain, the struggle, the suffering. It is not uncommon for my fleshly response to be in the way of avoiding the trial or attempting to lessen the pain of the trial by my own terms. This leads me away from faith. In this passage, James is encouraging us not to focus on the trial or our perceived thoughts of what this trial may do to us, but rather on how to live through the trial with steadfast faith. Steadfastness is defined as loyal, unswerving, immovable, resilient faith through the testing and trials of life. The trial, the test, which is intended to draw us unequivocally to our Lord and Him only. Him and Him alone to be our comfort, our ever-present help in trouble. It is because of Him and through Him where we will not lack for anything else. Let's invite the Lord similarly to what Psalm 139 says before we go into our time of reflection. Lord, search us and know us. Reveal to us the things within, and Lord, lead us on the path of everlasting. Is there a trial in your life that you are experiencing where the mind, the heart, the spirit are focused on the pain or perceived effects concerning it? Invite the Lord to be your comfort and bring your eyes and heart fully to Him that your faith may be strengthened. Is there a trial, whether in ministry or of your personal life, that you may want the issue resolved now, but there seems no end in sight? Let's invite the Lord to be your everything, your anchor, your strength, your joy through who He is. Let's reread James 1, 2 through 4 with our outward focus on the youth that we serve. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Is there a youth in your life struggling with faith or a trial? Let's ask the Lord to shape your prayers, your words, your actions that will bring hope and an encouragement toward faith and trust in the Lord for this youth. We will close with an ancient prayer for God's peace and protection as we entrust ourselves into His care. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your will, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.